Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Public Library, this being, of course, the first Wednesday of February. So joining me here in the studio, Jennifer Leap Year Ryan is here. Jenny Lee, good morning.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
I've waited 4 years for that.
So now you got to wait for more.
I know. I know. But welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Nice of you to be here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're good to be here. Yeah. All that.
What now?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Also joining us in the studio is Victoria Wright. Victoria, good morning to you. You are the Youth Services Coordinator at the Farmington Public Library, so thank you for coming in.
Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate you both being here to talk about all the upcoming events and activities at the library, of which there are always many.
You know, it might be a short month, but we've got, like, just crammed it full.
There's an extra day.
Activity.
It's not a short month. It's an extra day this month.
It's still shorter than the other months.
All right.
Yes, yeah, so we've done like...
You're a stickler for the data, aren't you?
Yeah, like 30 days worth of... added an additional 30 days worth of activities in that one day.
Apparently. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're doing a lot.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get right to it.
So
I guess we should talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of the programs this month are part of our Smart Money series.
Okay.
That is a grant that we got from the FDIC. Mm-hmm. And I still cannot remember what that stands for. And I look it up every single time.
Okay.
And it just does not stick with me. Financial investors.
Mm-hmm. Something.
Yes. It's the FDIC. We all know it.
Well, FDIC is something different. That's the Federal Deposit Insurance Company for banks.
Oh, that's the reality fair. We got the grant from FINRA.
There you go. Another federal something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Financial investors, yes. So,
okay.
But FDIC comes in later.
All right.
Okay.
Stay tuned, FINRA, everyone.
So we got a FINRA grant to do financial literacy programs.
Right. We talked about that before.
For our community, yes.
Yeah. So this is a continuation in that series.
This month we are featuring our very first Smart Money, Smart Movie.
Okay.
So basically, it's a free movie at the library.
Right.
And we're going to bring in dinner from Olive Garden.
Okay.
While it lasts. So it's dinner and a movie. So
wow.
if you want to bring a date.
Okay.
And impress them with your thriftiness.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to go on a date and not spend any money.
Zero. That's smart.
Yes.
That is smart.
We'll cover the movie. We'll cover dinner.
Okay.
We are your, like, perfect wingman.
And the movie is?
In The Pursuit of Happiness.
With
Will Smith.
Okay.
Which is a movie about money. So
right.
It kind of fits into Smart Money, but it's also, you know, it's entertaining.
Sure.
It's, you know,
okay.
It's the story of Chris Gardner and how he, you know, kind of a rags to riches story, based on an actual person.
Okay.
So you can be thrifty and inspired.
At the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it'll probably lead to a second date, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
And that's at 6 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th.
Yes.
So one night after Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day went well.
Yes.
Follow it up with this.
Yes.
Okay.
So, or if you don't want the pressure of a date on Valentine's Day.
True. Some relationships aren't at that level yet. You're right.
It's hard to get, you know,
yeah.
if you don't want your first date to be on Valentine's Day, or it's hard to get reservations or find a place to eat.
You've waited too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you've got free Olive Garden. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. While supplies last. So
we're
just going to get a bunch of pasta when it runs out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's going to be fun.
But it's still fun to eat in the library because you feel like it's not allowed.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
It is so taboo.
Yeah. So here's an opportunity to eat in the library and watch a movie.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So dinner and a movie.
Okay. Thursday, February 15th.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Moving on, there's another event happening too.
Yes. So New Mexico Workforce Connection contacted us as part of our Smart Money programs. They're going to do a community career and resource fair. We worked with them during our resource fair. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a lot of different booths. You can investigate different, you know, career opportunities in the Four Corners. Of course, bring your resume.
Right.
Dress for success.
Okay.
As if you're going to an interview. And then the library, not only are we, you know, giving the location, but we are also, we will also be on hand to kind of answer your questions. We've got a bunch of resources like universal class. You can learn interview skills. You can, you know, update your job skills.
Right.
Still
have a resume.
The resume.
Thing.
Yeah. We have Resume Builder where you can build your resume and host it on the cloud there for free.
Right.
From the library. So,
okay.
If you're looking for a job or you're looking to change jobs, this is a great opportunity to get the information you need and maybe, you know, jumpstart your career path.
Very cool. Or change your career path,
or
I guess, if you're looking to make
path,
a change, right?
Yeah.
You can see what's available. Wednesday, February 21st from 1 to 4.
Yes. So we'll be in there from 1 to 4. You know, get there when you can. Spend as much time as you want to.
Okay.
It's kind of a come and go kind of thing. And again, it's hosted by New Mexico Workforce Connections. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that maybe there might be some hiring on the spot if you're dressing for success and bringing your resume. I mean, that's up to the jobs, I guess. But
that's the rumor.
Okay. Possible.
Yes.
It might happen. Okay. Good to know.
Yes. I don't like to make promises.
I know. You know. That's why you say while supplies last with the
while
pasta.
While supplies last,
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And then you have a reality fair.
Oh, we are so excited. So this is where the FDIC comes
Not to be confused with the realty fair.
Don't.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. So reality fair.
Yes. So
FDIC.
When we were writing the grant for FINRA, mm-hmm. Victoria is the one that came across this, and we kind of worked it into the grant, and we're very excited about it. So she's the one that found it and thought it would be a great event to add into our Smart Money program. So we're going to do it for the first time. We've got some field trips scheduled, but we've got two dates where it's open to the public.
Okay.
So you can come in, you can play the game, you can, you know, play it twice if you have time.
Okay.
That's what you want. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And this will be on Saturday, February 24th from mm-hmm. 10 to 1 and Monday the 26th from 3 to 6.
Yes.
Okay. And Victoria, talk to me a little bit about what this is going to be like.
So Reality Fair is a simulation of an adult's life. So everyone's going to start with a character profile. That's
okay.
going to be their character for the day. And it's going to have a lot of information about their job. It's going to have their credit score, their credit history. And then they're going to find out if they have a spouse or not. They're going to find out how many children they have. And based on that information, they're then going to go to several different booths, housing booths, household spending, transportation, and they're going to make a whole bunch of decisions based on what they think they can afford.
So if I have a wife and five kids, I probably can't afford that penthouse apartment.
Sorry.
Well,
you can try it. So
this
is a safe space for you to try it. Try making the decisions.
All right.
And
which is why you can play it twice.
That's good.
If your heart desires.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. But that's what you get, right? You are assigned these different characteristics, and then you make the decisions as you go from booth to booth with your budget and responsibilities.
Safe place to practice financial decisions.
Okay.
And then there'll be someone at each booth to kind of talk you through what those decisions are.
Sure.
And, you know, the kind of the pros and cons. You can, you know, ask questions about, well, what's the benefit of making this choice over this choice?
Right.
And kind of going through that. And there's eight different booths.
Right.
So you can choose how many pets you have. You can, you know, so right. you get to make a lot of choices.
Okay. So this sounds like it's not geared for someone my age, but maybe someone a bit younger.
It's geared towards teens and young adults, but anyone is
wow,
welcome to
I gave
to
you
play.
An opening and you missed it. I thought you'd make an age joke or
it
something.
It is too
though.
Early in the morning.
Wow.
For that, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
And I'm really focused on the reality fair.
I see that you are. I see that you are. But
yes,
I think that
I
would
want
be
everyone to come to this.
A great teaching lesson for teens.
Yes.
And those. And I think last time you were here, we talked a little bit about, you know, what are the decisions of maybe getting an apartment close to work? Maybe it's a little more expensive, but you don't have the commuting expenses of your wear and tear on your car, gasoline, or things as right. far as living further away and having yeah. to drive 50 miles or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to practice ahead of the reality fair, go to spent.org. It's similar, and you just see if you can make it through the month.
Okay.
So ideally, the goal at the end, after you visited all the booths, is you would have money left over to put in savings. But we know you may end up in a negative and have to take out a loan.
Right.
So,
call mom and
you
dad.
Know, see where you yeah.
something. Right. Is that allowed, Victoria? Is there a virtual mom and dad I can call if I get
unfortunately,
short?
Unfortunately, there is no
Dang
mom
it.
And dad.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it's an it. Adult's life.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. really good lessons, I think, for teens and those who are maybe about to embark on life on their own, perhaps.
I'm really hopeful that it will be hugely impactful. I think it's something that I could have really used when I was that age.
I think we all could have, that's
yeah.
for sure. So
yeah.
good to know, but great. Yeah. Okay, and once again, February 24th, 10 to 1, and Monday the 26th from 3 to 6.
Yes.
Okay.
So we want you to come this year. We'll probably do it again next year. So come back next year, see if you can, after a year, if you can improve. So
okay.
you can actually, have like your whole history of how well you've done at reality.
Got you. So. And the website, if you want to get a sneak peek kind of how this will work, is
spent.org.
Got it.
It's a free game. Mm-hmm. You can play it over and over and over, and it's kind of the same. You start with a job, and then you have different choices to see if you can, and you see your monthly balance kind of go down, go up, and trying to figure out how to make it to the end of the month
right.
without having to borrow more money.
Yeah.
And there are always unexpected things that happen, too. And so at the reality
Just
fair,
like
there's
life.
Unexpected things.
Okay. All right. You've thought of everything. Or the game people have thought of everything.
FDIC, yep.
Okay.
They put it all together. They tested it. So we're gonna see if it works. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe learn something.
Oh, I think we've already learned something.
Oh, I think so. That's for sure.
It's been a successful learning experience.
Good. Well, that's good. Very good. Story time is back at the library.
Yes, that is Victoria's baby, and we've had like so many. Well, we've had a lot of babies.
Okay.
We've had a lot of kids in story
okay.
time.
Not all yours, apparently.
Yeah.
Right? Other people are bringing them to the library. Mondays and Tuesdays at 10 in the morning.
Mondays and Tuesdays at 10, yes. My team, they put a lot of effort into every story time. They're picking good books. The kids seem to be just really enjoying themselves, and we really enjoy it, too.
Very
so
good.
I think that shows.
And so the age range is for kind of babies and younger kids, I guess, right?
Yeah, toddlers, preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would enjoy a good story.
We have a range of ages. Even we have some 6 and 7-year-olds, and they're still enjoying it. So I wouldn't really put an age restriction
okay.
on it.
Good to know. Very good. And, of course, and there are different stories on Mondays than you have on Tuesdays. Two different stories.
Same stories
oh,
each day.
Okay.
So it gives two different options for people to pick from. What day is more convenient for you?
I gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Very good. And then you have baby story time.
Yes, so this
one... You've been younger. Now, these are younger. I know that, right?
Yep. Good job,
okay,
Scott.
Thank you.
My vision for this one is that it's going to be great for new parents and their infants. A great opportunity to meet other little babies in the community and other new parents. And the stories are much simpler. The story times themselves are a little bit more repetitive. It's made to be developmentally appropriate for the babies.
Got you.
Yeah.
And that's Thursdays at 10 a.m. for our
Thursdays
radio audience.
Yes.
And it's every week at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the idea, too, is maybe to help parents maybe get into the habit of also reading to their kids or having their kids absorbing some of the reading that's
Absolutely.
Going on around them. All that. I know you have a big literacy plug that you always give when you're on
oh,
the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as they're born, throw a book in their hands. You cannot start too early. Our story times, kind of follow the Every Child Ready to Read, which is introducing
That's right.
those literacy goal, the idea of literacy, not teaching 3-year-olds how to read, but when they get to kindergarten, they're ready to start
learn.
Developing those skills.
Right. And curious
yeah.
about books and what
oh,
they can
yeah.
learn or
and
experience
yeah.
through someone reading them a story, all
yeah.
those things.
So
yeah. So we have little babies in there enjoying the stories, loving the stories, and that's what you really need to have is
yeah.
children who are enthusiastic about reading. And
right.
Yeah.
I bet you can kind of see that connection.
Yeah.
During those story
times. It's really adorable. Sometimes they're familiar with the story, and you can just see them following the whole thing, and they're just so young. It's adorable.
Yeah, that's nice. Very good. Well, it's baby story time on Thursdays at the library, 10 a.m. At the Farmington Public Library. And then there is a night at the library coming up on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a weekly program for the whole family. Right. And we've designed it so that there's something for everyone. And my hope and intention with this program is that it brings families together. They get to experience the library in a fun way. We have several stations based around our theme of the week. And they can pick which stations that they want to go to. We'll usually have a snack, a craft, or two activities. So my team really puts a lot of effort into making sure that each night is just spectacular. We have so much fun planning those and running them, and I'm really proud of my team and what they come up with for those.
Very cool. Can you give us an example of some of the themes you've had recently?
Sure. One of our more recent ones was scrapes and bruises. So it sounds a little funny at first.
Okay.
But we had a teddy bear clinic. So they each adopted a teddy bear, and then they doctored it up. So they had to sit in the waiting room, and then they were able to put on their little stethoscope and and doctor up their teddy bear. And then we also had one of my team members made a giant life-size operation board. So it was actually operating.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
Right.
Yep. We had 3D printed pieces. It was actual adult size.
Okay.
And just a lot of fun. Then we made a little snack and... and we made emotional first aid kits. So not really Band-Aids first aid kits, but something that you could gift to a friend if they were having maybe a little bit of a down week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And that's at the Dine at the Library on Thursdays at 5. And it lasts for how long, would you say, into the evening?
Probably until about 6:30. And it's okay if people don't show up right at 5. We keep things going.
Right. Other wall supplies last kind of a thing?
Yes.
Probably for some of the crafts and things that you're supplying, right? And these are free events, by the way, correct?
All free, yes.
Everything's free. I know. Say it.
It's our thing.
You have to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's free.
Yeah, everything's free. The only time we get a little testy is if you bring back the book late, and even then, you just got to get a coupon and we'll waive the late fees. So,
see?
Yeah, everything's free.
Don't know how you keep the doors open with those policies, but you do somehow. Okay, very good. And then there's a teen takeover at the library coming up on Tuesdays at 5. What's happening here?
So every
is this another movie? I've seen movies like this. Join the Revolution.
Not quite.
Okay.
So it is, teens are invited, 13 to 18, to our teen takeover program every Tuesday. We have a featured activity, and then we have a few other extra activities that we might toss in. Like we've tried glass etching, we've done projects on the Cricut machine, so they've learned how to design their own mugs and t-shirts.
Right,
We get very creative in Teen Takeover.
Maybe the 3D printer putting into use a little bit, Teen Takeover nights, okay. Very good. And so that's another event on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., again, about 90 minutes or so, would you say?
Yeah.
In the evenings?
And then, following the smart money theme on March 12th, so this is put it on your calendar. Yes, March 12th, the teen takeover is going to be create your own savings challenge binders. So we kind of took the 100 envelope savings challenge. You can look it up online.
All right, look it up.
And figured out a way, we'll give you the materials to kind of customize your own way of saving money.
Got it.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're really excited about it. So go to the reality fair, and then once you figure out, oh, hey, I need to save some money, if you're a teen, come to the teen takeover
on
March 12th. Yes.
Okay.
And then the first teen takeover of the month is Books and Bites, which is a lot of fun. So there's some snack sampling and then recommendations of books that you might want to try. And it's in a menu, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So that's another thing to look forward to. And again,
for teens.
For teens.
Exclusively
I can't
for teens.
I don't even think about showing up.
No.
No. I'll be escorted.
I will personally
from the
throw
property.
You out.
Oh, nice. Like, that's never happened. Okay. Fair warning. Thank you.
Fair warning,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
So don't try to sneak in your little brother.
Right.
Don't come in.
Throw my baseball hat backwards?
No.
Not going to work?
No.
Okay. That'll happen. It's understandable. But I imagine the teens that do show up have a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For them.
For them. That's right.
Well, for your staff, too. I know Victoria and her group really enjoy, you know, putting it all together.
Sure.
And coming up with different ideas. And the teens drive a lot of it, so.
Well, I was just going to ask about that, too, because yeah. I know, you know, they've got a teen zone and a lot of other teen groups and teens working together. And, Victoria, I imagine that's a big part of how you maybe make some of these decisions on what to offer and what stations to have during these types of events for the teens.
Oh, yeah. We absolutely like to engage them, and they will give us recommendations, and we take them seriously.
Right.
So, yeah, if they have a suggestion for us, we're more than happy to listen. We love getting suggestions from the teens.
Sure. It's almost like having a built-in focus group, I would say, I guess, for some of your programming and things like that to get their responses and reactions to what you're offering or planning for events
yeah.
and things. That's great.
Well, one of the important things is, you know, we want to start early mm-hmm. with the baby story time.
Yes.
And then they graduate into the story time, and then they graduate into the night at the library. We want them to go someplace after they're a tween, and then, you know, then after they're a teen, they're a young adult, and we've, you know, created
right.
that lifelong
sure.
literacy habit of coming to the library, because you do know, we have a literacy problem in the Four Corners. And in San Juan County. And fun fact, and I think I've mentioned this before, most municipalities take the average third grade reading level to decide how many jails to build.
You have mentioned that before.
So there is a direct
yeah.
correlation between, you know, quality of life and literacy level.
Right.
So.
Which is important. So.
It's very important. So we don't care what you read, just read something.
There you go. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And we've got almost all the show without talking about the Beanstack app in your phone.
Oh, my gosh, the Beanstack
app. Which drives a lot of some of these things, right?
It does. So it will be, it's the main way we track reading, but we use it year-round. So get on the Beanstack app, look for Farmington Public Library, New Mexico, because
okay.
there's a few Farmington Public Libraries.
Imposters.
I know.
Yeah.
And sign up for Beanstack and join a challenge. I know next month we have the I Did a Read challenge.
I got
it. It's reading 1 minute for every mile of the Iditarod.
Got it. Okay.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Sure.
So you can kind of follow along with the Iditarod
dogs involved and a husky is going to come lick your face if you read a certain number of books?
I don't know what goes on at your house, but right. not at the library.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
So
we have different challenges every month.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is going to be, that's how you can win those prizes. So every book you read and log this summer between June 1st and July 31st, will be entered for a chance to win the grand prize for your age group. We've got that jungle jumperoo that Victoria found for the little kids, the tweens get Legos.
Nice.
For the grand prize. And then PS5 for the teens again.
Right. Okay.
So, because we only had one winner last year, and we know more than that wanted that PS5 really
right.
badly. And then for the adults, we're doing an Apple iPad Air.
Oh.
So get into Beanstack now, and you will be ready and raring to go June 1st when we start giving away the prizes. Those are just the grand prizes.
Yeah, there's more.
We're also going to have, like, raffle prizes. There's going to be a Nintendo Switch in there and some other things we haven't decided on yet. But,
okay. What if an adult wanted to win Legos? Possible?
Well, it's by age on the grand prize.
All right. Those rules.
I know.
You love your rules, don't you?
But there might be a Lego set in the raffle prizes.
Okay. See,
we
you
might
never know.
You know, last year we had some Legos in the weekly prizes. So
okay.
There's a lot of chances to win.
Hint, hint, everyone.
Yes, but the more you read and log, the in Beanstack, right. the more chances you will have
That's
to win.
That's how it all works.
Yes.
Okay. At Beanstack, again, is free to download from your App Store or Play
yes.
Store or whatever store you use for your phone.
Yes.
And you can log in, and you can log in for your kids. You can make accounts for your family and
you
control
all
it all
together.
From the app, right?
Yes. In fact, one of the things I found last year is I was telling parents, hey, you know, they'd be at story time, and they'd be like, oh, well, that story you read counts for you as well. And they're like, what?
I know.
So
how about
when
that?
You're reading to your kids, you can
Double.
Log it for the entire family.
See?
And then you get credit for a book in the adult program.
Okay.
So you have to read and log 5 books to be qualified. But after you read and log your five books, every single book.
Okay.
So if you read 4 books, you have no chances to win.
Oh.
If okay. you read 6 books, you have 6 chances to win.
Oh, okay. I see how
yeah.
that works. All right.
Yeah.
The odds are in your favor.
The odds are definitely in your favor.
If you read so many books.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Very good. Should we recap our conversation in our final moments this morning?
I don't know. Can we?
I think we
do
can.
Do you remember what we
right?
did?
I can put up the slides again. Smart Money, Smart Movie.
Yes. It's free dinner and a movie.
Okay.
So impress your date with your thriftiness at the library. We will be your wing ma'am for the first date.
Okay.
After that, you're on your own.
All right. Date and time?
Thursday, February 15th, 6 o'clock p.m., day after Valentine's Day.
Okay, and then?
On the 21st, we're hosting the New Mexico Workforce Connection Community Career and Resource Fair. So dress for success, bring your resume, and jumpstart your career.
Okay.
Change career, yeah.
It's on Wednesday, February 21st from 1 to 4.
Correct.
Okay, all right, very good. Reality Fair?
Reality Fair, you got 2 opportunities. Saturday the 24th from 10 to 1, and Monday the 26th from 3 to 6. If you want to practice ahead of time, go to spent.org.
Okay, hashtag adulting. Story time, Victoria?
Every Monday and Tuesday at 10 o'clock, story time for multiple 8 young ones.
Right, exactly. And then baby story time for even younger young ones, right?
Yep, younger young ones, babies, and new parents.
Thursdays at 10.
Thursdays at 10.
Okay, all right. Night at the library or in the afternoons on Thursdays at 5?
Yep, every Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, night at the library for the whole family.
Okay, and then the teen takeover?
Every Tuesday at 5 for all of the teens, exclusively for teens, 13
Apparently,
to
18. Apparently, who knew? It was such a, wow, I don't even want to even go there at 5 o'clock now.
You really don't.
I shouldn't. Yeah.
Teens are taking over.
Apparently. I've heard.
Why we call it the teen takeover.
Right.
Do you get it now?
I get it.
Okay.
Now. I get it, and I'm scared of it. So all of those things. So very good. Well, thank you both for coming in to talk about the things going on at the Farmington Public Library this month. I really appreciate it. Nice to have you both here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the library. My guest this morning from the Farmington Public Library with me right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.